You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity. We are back. Happy New Year, y'all. I am joined in studio. Unfortunately, Queen is out sick, but that's all right. Because we got the one and only Sean Allen.
What's up, what's up? Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
All right, yeah. And happy Hanukkah. I mean, we're just going to say happy Kwanzaa. Like, you just direct into something?
I had to say Kwanzaa.
All right, well, we accept everybody up in here.
I'm joking.
All right, well, we got a lot that we have to catch up on. We have like 2 weeks that we have not been here in studio that we need to, you know, get going. And so the first thing I want to talk about is congratulations to Ludacris.
Yes, yes. His wife is beautiful. Her name is, how do you say it?
I was going to ask you. Iduxi Mabunjuang.
She's from Africa.
I'm going to try and say
She was a med student. So he got him a smart girl, educated one.
And they've been dating for
a minute. She's 28 years old.
Was it 10 years? I want to say
I don't know if they've been dating that long, but I know it's been a while. And she kind of like, he got him a good girl, you know, not a video girl, not an Instagram model. He got him a girl who is educated, speaks like a million languages. You know what I'm saying? So like, you girls out there who's trying to come up on some rappers, the ones who's getting wifed up are the ones who's about to be doctors and shit. So
boop.
Get your education. Oh, but she stopped... She dropped out of, I don't want to say dropped off, but she put med school on hold to
be with Ludacris.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, so.
Well, congratulations to y'all. They proposed like 2 weeks before they ended up getting married.
No. I read about this. He proposed to her on a private jet, and she said yes, of course. And when the jet landed, it landed like at his house or something. And they had a wedding. Yeah.
Damn.
And like her whole family and friends and everybody was there, like, you know.
Good thing she said yes.
I know, right?
But she's like, you know what? I just really like the dating aspect.
Right, right.
You know? All right. Well, moving on from that, this week Empire premiered. What did you think of Empire?
I thought it was dope. I thought, like, I'm going to be watching it. I'm not a TV person, but I'm definitely going to be tuned in every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
On Fox.
What I didn't like about it first is that I thought it was fast and it was heavy. The first episode was heavy and too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was. It was fast. It was a lot to like the concept of the show and the boy being gay and his relationship with his father and the mother getting it was a lot all in the first episode.
See, this served me Dynasty. I was watching this like
it was
like because you know me and my roommates, we'd be sitting up, we'd be rolling up, we'd be, you know what I mean, chilling, cooking our dinner, and we done got through a couple of them. When we was sitting there watching, we still had 10 minutes left. We was like, wait, there's still more. We was like, how many more episodes of this? And it was just the first premiere because I had caught it on Hulu. I couldn't watch the premiere, unfortunately. I loved it. I loved every aspect of it. It had the perfect 2015 ADHD type of like keep me entertained and keep it pushing. I thought that Terrence Howard and Taraji were the two perfect actors to get for these roles to deliver something on screen that makes it feel like a movie. No shade, no shade, no shade on Miss Kerry Washington and Scandal, but Scandal to me doesn't give me that depth. There is a depth with Scandal that I do enjoy. There is a depth with How to Get Away with Murder that I do enjoy. But acting wise, there were just scenes with Terrence and Taraji that I was just up in there like, what am I watching right now? Like, this is going to be a TV
show.
Every
fucking Wednesday. Crazy, right?
Every Wednesday. Now, let's get into some of the storylines. Like, okay, so we have Jamal, who is the gay character on the show.
Right.
All right, so I love that they added this in there. I'm always an agenda person, so I love the agenda behind using this platform to put a gay African-American male at the forefront to say, hey, you know what? Because I feel like they are going to boost his career, and I feel like they're going to be able, because now in today's world, that there is no platform for someone like that.
Right.
So they're going to create it on TV. So it's normal. We accept it, and bam, someone will be able to come out. I can imagine who it's going to be. Now, you said that the show is trying to take the Glee aspect in which they're trying to create, you know, artists off of the show.
Right.
Now, here's my thing with it. Now, the actor, I thought he was great for the role, but, like, vocally, I mean, maybe they're just, you know, building us up to it. But vocally, I was kind of, like, not really, like, blown away by anybody except for that first girl. When that show, when the show started and she was singing, I don't know what she was singing, but she was like, and he was like, sing like your brother got shot.
And that's Timbaland's that artist. Like, and I was reading on Twitter that at the end of the season, so she's going to be on... Her part on the show is going to be like in the studio. There's going to be an artist that they're developing. It's not going to be too much dialogue, but we're going to see her on the show. And by the end of the show, she's going to have her single in real life and her album out. So it's like...
See, that's how I want them to do it. No. I'm not, because it's no offense or nothing like that. But like for someone like to take the Jamal character or his younger brother's character and to... make them artists off of the show. It's very Hannah Montana for me. Like, I don't want to see that.
Nah.
So, like, if we're to do that and watch an artist develop but not really get too much dialogue from it, because I don't want to know.
Right.
Because then outside of the show, I'm basing you off of what the show is about.
Right.
I don't want to do that. So I can respect the show. I'm hooked. I really tried to wait, like, 2 days to not watch it. Like, it can't be all that.
It was really good.
On my timeline.
Yeah,
my friend's like, you ain't seen Empire yet.
Everybody was talking about it. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not a TV person. So I got on Twitter and Facebook, the fucking whole, even on Instagram, everybody had memes were fucking made. The show wasn't even over yet. And there were like all types of memes up there. I'm just like, this is crazy. And I watched it and I'm just like, wow, the show's just like, and fucking Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. That chemistry is like, that's magic.
Yep.
It's like, I wouldn't even, I want, every time I see her, I want to see him.
Yep.
Just in general, because they're dope together. And she's fucking funny. And she was talking about in an interview, she was saying that there was a lot of, they allowed her to do a lot of ad-libbing. So like, shit that's not even in the script. You know what I'm saying? She was just saying, and like she said, it was all working.
She makes the show.
Yeah, she makes the show.
100%. She is that spice that... It just brings it to a whole another level. So, yeah, shout out to you, Fox, for picking that up because I'm excited to see that. Moving on from that, Beats by Dre and Monster are in some drama right now. Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine are kind of getting a bad rap as scam artists
right
now. Have you heard about this?
I heard about it.
Now, this has been years that we've heard little messy things going on between Beats by Dre and counterparts. So basically right now what's going on is Beats is inking a deal with HTC. And apparently had came out that they were Monster bashing. Beat told Monster's distributors and retailers to drop Monster headphones as a product line, forcing them to choose between Beats and Monster. These sales representatives and dealers were the same distributors and retailers that Monster had introduced to Beats. A senior at Beats executive announced, "We are going to take Monster down." So, apparently last year, they were sued for something very similar. Dre was sued for something very similar in the sense of... they take their business partners and they kind of kitty corner around somebody in order so that they can get the bigger stakes of this. It'll be really interesting to me because now that I'm actually putting all the pieces together, and it did start out Monsters, Beats by Dre Monsters, and now it has kind of just inked itself into this Beats by Dre, Beats by Dre. I don't know. I really don't know too much about the technological side or who actually owns what percentages or whatnot. So it's going to be very interesting to me because Monster is a pretty big company and known within the industry. So it'll be interesting to see this battle.
Yeah, they said that Monster developed Beats by Dre.
It was all their technology.
Yeah, and then Beats by Dre like underhandedly took the technology to HTC without notifying Monster and came out of nowhere and took the business and took the developers and shit like that. But then I was kind of reading too, like Apple purchased Beats by Dre, that whole thing. And they're saying like Beats by Dre, and it's still on contract with HTC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like something else is going to come out.
But to me, honestly, I look at it like, I don't know. I was on the whole beat movement for a while. But as a DJ, I don't use beats because it tampers with the sound of everything. I don't know. For me personally, I see a lot of people pushing away from Beats by Dre. I just think it's kind of the fad's over. It's kind of like, so Monster, if you're smart, you would push yourself away from them and say, all right, you guys want to do that? Let me shit on your life and show you what technology we can create. Go be with HTC. Their phones suck anyway. So
Right. Yeah, I see the fad dying down too. You're seeing the smaller earphones again, like the Buds again, cost, you know, good quality, $200-$300. So that seems to be the, especially where it needs to be anyway. Who wants to walk around with these big ass?
I do. I enjoy walking
for your
around.
Phone. With
sure
your phone?
Do. Yep. Oh yeah. No, I got Noise Hush. That's my favorite headphone brand. And what they are is they just are wireless Bluetooth headphones, but they're so comfortable. They don't feel like you got nothing on your head. They're as big as this, but it don't feel like this. They're everything.
I can't have those.
And they sound amazing. So Monster, just keep it pushing because it just sounds too shady for y'all. Or get some money out of it. Shit. All right. Moving on from that. Obviously, the biggest news this week that anyone cared about was Justin Bieber was half naked across the United States in some Calvin Klein's. Well, the pictures came out, and did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I saw them.
What you think?
I think they were heavily photoshopped. He's just not cool to me.
All right, here's what I'm going to say about this. This is the Photoshop version. Instantly, I was just looking like, well, they were very nice to add that bulge in there. But if you see, did you see the unphotoshopped ones?
Yeah.
It was a whole new person other than his face. His face was serving. I give you that, Justin. You served some face in that Calvin Klein. Now, is the rumor that the Jonas brother was supposed to get the Calvin Klein first, or he had just taken those pictures and people were saying he should have gotten it?
People were saying he should have got it.
I mean, this is very David Beckham to me.
And it's like,
and he's a bigger star than the Jonas Brothers.
Justin Bieber is supposed to be adorable, not trying to be sexy. Like, that's like a little kid. That's like pedophilia to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is like pedophilia, but at the, it's the same thing with Ariana Grande. It's like, okay, I get what we're...
But she's a chick, so it's different. Like,
no,
it's a double
not.
Standard.
I mean, I guess it's a double standard, but to me, I'd rather... I feel like it's more right for Justin Bieber to be dressed like this than Ariana Grande, because she just, for me, looks like a 12-year-old girl. So I don't want to see that. With Justin Bieber, it's like... I know how old he. I know he's older, and I can accept the fact that he wants to get out of this childhood, that mushroom cut or whatever he was doing back in the day. You know what I mean? So he's trying to, yeah, be like, look, guys, I have muscles. Well, like, get the muscles. Like, boy, I'll get you on some Herbalife. Hit me up, and we will get you pumped up. All right, moving on from that. But congratulations, Justin Bieber, on that. But I think those pictures are gonna. I think that was kind of dumb of Calvin Klein.
It was.
They could have picked somebody so much better. Like, no one has done better than Mark Wahlberg. That picture is everything. Moving on. VH1. They ordered a new backdoor pilot for a hip-hop drama called The Breaks. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's whatever.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I like VH1. I think VH1 is, they brought back kind of scripted television with Hit the Floor and... Single Ladies, so I appreciate them for that. But hearing this, if I would have heard this before Empire, I would have been like for it. But now I'm just like, okay, now they're about to water down all these same type of shows and kind of, it's cool. But who's in it again? Like,
well, actually, now that you just said that, I wanted to ask you, 50 Cent and Taraji had kind of gotten into it over their shows. What did you think about that?
Nobody watches.
At all?
No, nobody has stars. I don't know anyone in real life who have that channel or who watch it. So, like, nobody even knows what he's talking about. And what I, like, 50 Cent was, like, he was on the show. It's his show, but he left it or some shit like that. Now he wants to be all, like, rah-rah for it and shit. Nobody cares, 50 Cent. Nobody even has that channel to watch the show. So nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? But Taraji responds to him was like, Taraji Henson. Like, that's why people fuck with her, because she was like, what did she say? She said something like, Ollie talk about dollars, not cents. I'm just like, it was stupid, but it was funny.
I love Taraji. Yeah. All right, so I guess this is going to be the year 2015 of, you know, presenting hip-hop as a mogul. And I mean, to continue on with that, Jay-Z had some commentary off of the OWN network talking about hip-hop and what it's done for race and just the culture of music. He came out to say that... I think hip-hop has done more for racial relations than most cultural icons. And I say, save Martin Luther King, because his dream speech we realized when President Obama got elected. This music didn't only influence kids from urban areas, it influenced people all around the world. Racism is taught in the home. I truly believe that racism is when you're young. So it's very difficult to teach racism when your kids look up to Snoop Dogg. He then went on to say, if you look at the clubs and how integrated they have become, before people partied in separate clubs, there were hip-hop clubs and there were techno clubs. And now people partying together, and once you have people partying together, dancing, singing the same music, then conversations naturally happen after that. And within conversations, we all realize that we're more alike than we are separate.
Hey guys, there is a question on the chat roll. It was for the headphones thing that you guys were talking about earlier. It was, all these headphone brands, Beats by Dre, 50 Cent, etc., they are just selling a brand. Not much to it. Earbuds is where it's at, though. I agree with you, Jesse.
Hey.
That was from K. Bassey.
Hey, K. Bassey. Well, I don't like earbuds. Sorry.
I love earbuds.
So there you go, Sean.
I'm all for the pillow ears. I'd be walking down the street looking crazy. But thank you for commenting. How'd you feel about Jay-Z and what he was saying? Now, some people are kind of against it and saying that they think that it's the demise of...
I definitely think that the music... I don't think just hip-hop, but I think music all together brings people together from every different background.
We talk about every week. Yeah. Blondie.
Right.
You know, fact that two genres could sit and have that conversation.
But I definitely do see, like, since I've started going out... Especially out here in L.A., and I lived in Vegas, and like my club age happened in Vegas. All the clubs are mixed out there. You see that in L.A. L.A. and Vegas is kind of the same. I went to New York, and I saw that people were saying, like, let's go to the black club. And, yep. I've never heard that before, you know. But I guess now what Jay-Z is saying, like, there's no such thing as a black club anymore or, you know, a techno club. It's all the same thing. And I think the West Coast pioneered that, you know what I'm saying? But music or hip-hop music in general... It's now like pop music, and so I think that kind of, yeah, I see it. I get what he's saying. Racism is taught at home. That's true. I agree with him 100%. Now, the music is crap, you know what I'm saying? But the culture overall, I see that it has influenced a lot of young people, including myself and Jesse and everybody else. So I definitely see that unspokenly it has brought people together, and we are having conversations, and we are partying together and eating together and everything, you know what I'm saying? So
as much as I hate to talk about this without Queen being here, but you know, as much as we bash on Iggy Azalea or you love Iggy Azalea, you know, there comes a point where the fact that Iggy Azalea is being spoken about in hip hop opens doors for certain conversations. When else would we be talking about the N word?
I'm gonna say this too. Iggy Azalea is garbage, but we would not be having this conversation if Iggy Azalea would have came with the same product 2-3 years ago. We wouldn't even be talking about, you know what I'm saying, her being authentic. But it's just. It's a big issue now because of what's going on in the country. That's why it's such a big issue. You know what I'm saying? But if she would have came out the same product 3 years ago.
And dropped the N-word? No, we'd be having that conversation.
We wouldn't be talking about Iggy Azalea. You know what I'm saying? But now she came out at a sensitive time, unfortunately, where race is an issue now in this country. That's why everybody's so sensitive, hypersensitive to Iggy Azalea doing rap.
So I was... at a friend's house and randomly started freestyling.
Right.
And one of the kids was like, oh, really, Sean? One of the kids was like, oh, he was like, wow. He was like, a gay white boy, and you just did that. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I was actually in the studio with this gay white boy, and, you know, you want to hear his track? And I was like, yeah. He was like, he was on X Factor or something like that. I'm going to get his name. Actually, I'm going to try and get him in studio. Very interesting. He was like, now I'm just warning you. He was like, it's really kind of out there. So he plays this kid's song. And this kid dropped the N-word like several times throughout it. And I'm just, and I mean, he's talking very explicit and whatnot. And I don't know. It scares me to a certain point of where we're going as a culture.
I'm gonna drop my nephew's Snapchat name. Uh-huh. Anyway, my nephew plays basketball. He lives in Las Vegas. He's on a basketball team. So it's a bunch of guys. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at a Snapchat, and this is, I don't know what they're doing to their friend who is a white guy. They're like taunting him or whatever, but they're like friendly. You know what I'm saying? He's like their best friend or whatever. Bunch of black guys and black girls, Latino, you see them in the Snapchat. The white boy's like, yeah, niggas better get away from, like, he's gone off on them. Nobody's tripping off of it. And I'm just like, that's just crazy. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, people say it.
No, people say, no, I understand people say
it. So it's like, do we get, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, because here's the thing. I've said it before. Where I grew up, it was just in your ear, and it just naturally, I consciously would try to not say it because my best friend, she was black. She did not say it. She didn't right. appreciate when it was said around her. So I always consciously made sure. But my other friends, it was like putting butter on toast. It was everywhere.
Right.
And so, yeah, there were times where it has come out of my mouth. It has slipped out. But now at my age now, in understanding how it affects people, you know, certain things like that, you have to make a conscious decision of not using certain words, saying I am going to represent this. And
but
it just,
I think it's the age. Like, you got to look at people's age. Like, my nephew's 16, 17 years old. So they don't, my nephew don't even
know.
Right.
And that's the age that,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they're conscious about race relations from the white people to the black kids or whatever, but it's just not
the same. It's not important. At that
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And like,
life.
Selma, my nephew do not have interest in seeing that.
Of course not.
None of his friends want it. Like, they don't even care about that. And I was like, are they being unconscious to the history, or they just don't? I think they just don't. It's not even on their radar.
It's scary.
I don't think it's scary.
I know.
I understand.
Without them feeling or knowing that it's scary to them, I just think it's something that's old. We don't deal with that today. I'm watching Love and Hip Hop. I just think we're in a later on today, you guys will see an interview with Will Packer, director Will Packer. And, you know, one thing I said to him, I was like, as a director, in 2015, I don't know why I do that all the time. In 2015, how do you compete with these trash scripted reality shows, which it's consuming and intoxicating and decaying people's minds? It really is. It creates this ADHD, like I said, with Empire.
Right.
You know, it creates this, okay, I can't watch a show for 30 minutes, or, oh my God, these commercials are so long. Oh my God. It creates, we need to see that fight. I need to see, you know, what right. is that bitch going to say to her? It creates this almost like an anger
and I
inside.
Think that, and I think that's why the show moved so fast for me. And that's why Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, these scripted shows, they move really fast mm-hmm. because of the ADHD culture, reality shows. So I didn't even look at it that way. But I'm like, okay, so this is why they move. That's why I don't watch TV, because it's like, that shit is fast. But those kids could pick it up and, like, watch it and like absorb it. Me, I'm old and I'm just like, what the fuck?
And we live in a time, honestly, where I just think that these kids watch stuff and they really think it's real. And that bothers me on so many levels, because growing up, I'll never forget this. Growing up, Lil Kim, hardcore, Notorious K.I.M., and La Bella Mafia. Those were like my three bad CDs that I hid in my sock drawer so my mom would never find them. And my mom, I thought that the edited version was what Lil' Kim was really saying until she found that. You know, but as a kid, I understood, like, I'm not shoving coke up my pussy, or, you know what I mean? Like, I understand what Lil' Kim is rapping about is not my life. I don't speak like Lil' Kim, you know, in the confinements of my own bedroom. You know, was right. I singing Lil' Kim? Of course I was. When driving down the street singing Lil' Kim? Of course I was. But I know that's not my life. I'm not out here trying to pretend to be, you know, like Jay-Z out here, you know, hustling. My hustle is a different type of hustle. And I wish, you know, and with hip hop, they always talk about, oh, hip hop is about talking about your struggles, you know, talking about where we came from. And I get that. And you've done that, Jay-Z. But now I feel like it's a time where you want to say what hip hop has done and how it's influenced these kids. It has influenced these kids, but has it influenced them in a positive way?
It has.
I feel like older hip hop, it did. But now what we consider hip hop, what is it influencing? What positiveness is it influencing?
I don't mean to interrupt. We have another viewer. His name is Skins Bisons 1906. He says, I know, Jay-Z comments on race is flawed. We heard this in the 60s. Folks were dancing together and you still had blatant racism. The elephant in the room is cultural appropriation. This is not new, but now you don't need black artists to sell black music or idioms. That's what he said.
Mm. That's true, and that's deep. I because Iggy Azalea.
She can do it for you.
We talked about it. I said it before I came here. I went to a black radio station, and nobody in the office or any of the DJs except one, one of the biggest radio stations in the country, nobody was black but me. And a person who's black who has a show wasn't there. He's old. And I'm just like, that's crazy. Like, we're not even selling our own shit anymore. Black radio, black product, you know what I'm saying? Black audience, but nobody in here that is employed at this radio station is black. Not even the DJs. That was crazy. That really, like, because I'm like, why aren't they? The reason why I came up with this, I said, we were there talking about, I can't even
discuss.
Yeah,
what
so it's not even, but it was some shit. So anyway, that's a different story, though.
Well, okay. So one thing that, you know, make sure you guys tune in. What time is the Will Packer interview? It's at 6, right?
I believe so.
So 6 p.m. streaming live here. You'll see we had an interview with Will Packer. And I didn't know this about him, but he did the movie Trois.
Right.
And so before that, he had a movie called Chocolate City. But even Trois, that what he was talking about.
I remember that.
So, yeah, like, that's what turned me gay. My mom probably hates him.
Kenya Moore and Gary Dorian.
Fuck Kenya Moore. I was looking at Tyson back.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Was that Trois 2?
That was 2.
Yeah. Oof. Anyways, so he was saying that getting a distributing deal. Now, this is before the internet or anything like that. You know, he was selling the DVDs of Chocolate City out his car. He went to the local, you know, movie theater to go make sure his movie could play in there. And there was that need for hustle. And he said, you know, today here, nowadays, it's so easily accessible that we can just create crap. Anybody can create crap. If we want to create a movie, we could take our phones and create a movie, edit it on here, upload it to YouTube, and now it's a movie on WorldStar because, you know, 50,000 people watched it. Right. That doesn't make it good.
Right.
You know, so.
And it's like, we think it's good because it has those numbers.
Yeah.
So we'll follow it because it has those numbers.
And those half of those numbers were probably purchased or something.
That's
like
crazy.
That. And it's just about, and I said, you know, he said it's about filtering out the crap. And so for Jay-Z, you know, I get what he's saying. And shout out to the commenters in the chat room. The cycle has been going on. And the point of it comes down to, okay, Jay-Z, I get that you're accepting this, but what's the change going to be? What's the change right. going to be? Because what are you talking about in your music that's going to inspire a young person to really want to change? What are you you're talking about, like, all these nice things that you have, but it also puts you on a level where they can't touch you.
Yeah, it's very unrealistic. It's his reality, but it's nobody else's. But his success, though, Jay-Z's success is we've seen him evolve from talking about selling crack to now – in yachts in the sky, we can't afford it. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
So
J. Cole is very, like,
hands on.
Yeah, he talks about. I'm listening to J. Cole track. I'm like, shit, I could fucking go out and. So it's real, and it's like, you know what I'm saying. So I see. Yeah, okay, I get it. I see it.
And that's where I'm just. That's the only thing that I stand up with. Some of these artists, like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna. It gets to a point where you have to know that you have a power. And I, you know, when you get to that point, how can you not want to make a change within right. people's minds? Because right. you're not. When you're putting, you know, partition up there and you're half naked and, you know what I mean? You're talking about giving your husband a blowjob in the back of a car. Like, it, yeah, I was dancing to it. I own the CD. I own the music video and I jammed the fuck out to it.
Right.
But Beyonce, you know, when are we going to step to the other side of saying, you know, I want to have a discussion about this? And I think we're at a point where I need these celebrities to realize how important they really are.
Yeah, especially to
and how much influence they have. And I don't see them doing that. And I get it. Because I get it. If you went into the music industry, like, I just want to release music. Like, I don't want to talk about important
shit.
Well,
I don't think Beyonce is that. Sorry, B.I. But I love Beyonce, you know. I don't think she's that bright.
What? I do. She's a Virgo. She was born the day before me. And I believe Beyonce is a genius. And she's just working on her craft. But I also think she's just in a place where she probably feels like, what am I really going to be able to do? But you can do a lot.
Right.
But then if she does that, you know, does the record company pull something back? But I just feel like, Beyonce, you're so big. It don't matter. You could leave whatever you wanted to leave and just be Beyonce.
Right.
Which hopefully that'll be a step in the future. Moving on from that, speaking of icons, Madonna was in the news because she released a song called Rebel Heart. Well, this is the artwork for Rebel Heart, her new EP or album. And she started releasing these pictures. So the picture of her album is her face and it has this black wire wrapped around it. And she started releasing all these pictures of iconic people like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Bob Marley, Princess Diana, John Lennon. And people got really upset that she was comparing herself to the likes of Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King. So Madonna came out and apologized, which I thought that was really interesting that Madonna apologized for anything she's ever done. She said, I'm sorry, I'm not comparing myself to anyone. I'm admiring and acknowledging their rebel hearts. This is neither a crime or an insult or racist. I also did it with Michael Jackson, Frida Kahlo, and Marilyn Monroe. What did you think of all this uproar?
Madonna is very calculated. She knew exactly what she was doing. She's this apology was probably mapped out before she even yep. put the picture up. So I understand why people are offended by it. I think it's like, but if you know Madonna, you
it brings like, me to when she did the like a prayer, she's yeah. sleeping with Jesus, like
right. it's Madonna. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but it's kind of like too, like, that's true Madonna fashion. That's what she do. Like, she's the shock value. She's always, that's how she built her career. But at the same time, it's like, you're kind of old now. Like, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, it's all this race stuff going on. She go tweet or put some pictures of Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King up.
Tied up.
So it's like silly. You can't even get mad about it.
I mean, but, you know, can get mad about it.
She's Madonna, you know what I'm saying? We know she's not racist, so let's like not even go there. You know what I'm saying? We know she's not racist. She's done more for black people probably than fucking Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Conscious with like a prayer to video with the black Jesus and, you know what I'm saying, things she said in the past. So she's not racist, but she's just silly. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't offend me at all. But I understand why people are upset about it.
Yeah, I definitely get both sides.
Again, I think if she would have done this 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
oh, 100%.
Nobody would even say anything about it. They would be like, oh, she's just silly. She's crazy.
Yep.
But because of the time that we're in now, people are tripping about it.
And so kind of to go off of posting things on Instagram, Snoop was in the news this week. So Snoop Dogg is one of my favorite Instagram accounts
yes.
on Instagram. And he posts pictures all the time. He makes fun of himself. He makes fun of other people. And one thing that he does is there's this picture of Snoop where he's like on a couch and he has like this like
a head wrap.
Head wrap.
Black
on.
Girls know what he's doing with the head wrap. Because black girls tie their hair before they go to sleep.
And he'd be like posting things like, who auntie is this? Or something like that. He makes fun of himself all the time. Well, he came across this picture of this guy who, you know, also kind of came across a little, you know,
trans
cross gender, could be male, female. And so he posted the picture and said, whose auntie uncle is this? And everyone went in on the picture, and apparently the kid whose picture it was getting harassed, death threats, being called a faggot, a whole bunch of things. And he's trying to sue Snoop Dogg to get the picture taken down, and because he's being harassed by all these people. Snoop Dogg did not take the picture down. And so this opens the discussion now to, you know, can you get away with things? This is the picture of the kid. You know, can you get away with posting stuff like this? Do you think that he can get, do you think he'll get money off of this, or?
No, he won't. The court will probably see it, but he ain't going to get nothing off because he posted it on his public Instagram page. So, and once you post anything on Instagram, you can't, Instagram owns it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he just want attention, followers, hits. You know
who?
What I'm saying? This boy right here.
Really?
He should be happy that Snoop posted him. That's crazy. That is an ugly ass picture, though. That's fucked up. Why would you post that ugly picture?
Sean, maybe he just think he look good. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna. Here's my thing. You know what I mean? Because I can't really be one to talk because the comedian side of me goes in on people's lives sometimes. But, I don't know. It's hard for me with this one because I see both sides of the story. So, like with Snoop Dogg, you know, to be able to watch somebody who puts themselves on camera, who puts themselves out there.
He's a comedian himself, Snoop Dogg.
You know, to talk about these celebrities who put themselves out there and put themselves in the face of public to, you know, do those things. You know, when he was going in on Iggy Azalea and making the funny jokes about her. She puts herself out there. She makes comments and does things in which you can comment on. I mean, to take some random kid out of nowhere and
kind
of put him on blast, and now who knows what's going on
that
with that kid.
Like, that was a grown-ass
I mean, whatever
man.
It is, the situation is, clearly he's very bothered by it. And I mean, who
is
knows?
Is he really bothered by it?
I don't know, but I do know that people post stuff like that. I know what depression gets caused from, and I know that people are rude as fuck out there, and I know that if someone saw that kid walking down the street, they're going to call him a faggot, they're going to call him auntie, uncle, they're going to say things to him, and so yeah, there is a side of me that does believe that kid's life is going to be a little tainted.
I get what you're saying.
So, in that sense of it, I wish Snoop Dogg could be like, you know what, oh, that was my bad, I shouldn't have did that, you know, and kind of fix the situation between him and him. Now, as far as suing, it's like, child, sit down because you did post that picture on there. And I mean, you know what I mean? Like, maybe it don't look crazy to you, but to some people, it clearly looks something.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you should have put that head wrap on.
He should have tied his hair.
So, there you go, Snoop.
There you go, like that.
I don't know where we are with you on that one, but moving on from that. So, just when you thought you didn't know where the hell Akon was. Last time we saw him was in that Ebola bubble. Well, Akon is about to release 5 albums this year. A Eurotrack album, a pop album, a urban album, an island music album, and a world album. 5 genres, they're called Stadium. All of the albums are the same. Picture, it's him shirtless in front of a whole crowd. They're all different colors, and this album is called Stadium. But each album will have a different type of sound to
it. But it's all the same song, so, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be released with all throughout the next 12 months. So he said different tracks. So the single To Each His Own will be included on the pop-themed album. Bounce will featuring Nico the Kid will be on his Euro album. Just a Man will featuring Damon Marley will be on the Island album. And the world's first, the world's album first track will be called Feeling. Well, I won't say that one. I'm actually really surprised that that's his song. Basically feeling an N-word with using the two Ks instead. And then to lead the track out is the urban album, and it'll be called Whole Lot. What do you think about this
I think his
stunt?
His time is up. His time is up. He's.
But Akon's pretty big worldwide. No?
No.
I mean, I think it's an interesting
choice. But that's dope,
though. He has a lot of money to be able to do something like this, period.
Like, if he was like Beyonce or like, you know what I'm saying? Or Michael Jackson or somebody, that's dope, 5 albums at the same time. Or Justin Timberlake or Bruno Mars or something. But nobody's checking for Akon for him to release 1 album, let alone 5.
That's so true,
you know, this
Maybe just take the best songs off each one and just call it.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Stadium.
So, no.
I mean, maybe this is, you know, he's trying to be innovative. Nah. Let's go with that. All right, moving on from that, let's look at some new artists. All right. I'm really excited to talk about this first artist.
Yeah,
So the first artist is called, her name is Victoria Modesta, and she is from Europe, and she is a pop star, but they're calling her the new wave pop star. Now, Victoria Modesta is an amputee. She only has one leg. She's been performing for a while. She would always wear a, prosthetic leg that looked like a real leg. So she performed at this World Music Award thing for her first time, and she met this prosthetic designer who was like, you know, I just who had worked with the child who wanted like cool cartoons on her arm and things. She didn't want just a regular arm, and so she wanted to take that to a new level. And Victoria Modesta, as a performer, was like, I would love to be, you know, that catapult for you. So they started creating all these really cool different prosthetics, and they have like one performance. She has like this leg, and it looks like the bone, but it glows in the dark, and like moths follow it. It's like crazy things. One's like a disco ball, and then another one's a spike. We'll show you that in a second. BBC, huge network, is sponsoring this girl.
Right.
They have funneled so much money into this girl. The agenda behind it gives me Illuminati 100%. She seems like a sweet girl. She seems like almost like the perfect girl for this right. position. After we show you this, after the show, I want you guys to go check out the song's called Prototype. And I want you guys to type in Prototype behind the scenes, because after you watch the full video. And when you watch the full video, listen to it with headphones. It's just the sound. I've never heard a music video that really takes you to this level.
It's like movie quality audio.
100%. Yeah. And then so the behind the scenes is really interesting in how they're trying to sell this girl. So in the interview, they don't show one of her legs. The amputee leg. They show she has her legs crossed, and they only show the top of her knee. And they're very careful about how they shoot her in certain positions, so you forget about the leg. But in the video, the leg is the most prominent thing, and so it's really interesting how they're putting it out there and how they're playing her as a superhero. The music. She's not the most amazing. This is where it all started. My friend was like, oh, she's going to shit on Lady Gaga's life. And I'm just so over everybody hating on Lady Gaga. Because my thing is like.
Who is Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga can fucking sing. She's a talented writer, performer, and singer.
She's not even out anymore, so.
I mean, to you, but to millions of other people, Lady Gaga's popping. Like, this bitch, what is she going to do? Is she going to sit up there and what, strum on her leg?
Lady Gaga's last album barely sold 500,000 copies.
That's fine. I thought that was her best album. Personally, you're going back to if it has the numbers, that means it's popular.
You know where Lady Gaga fucked up at?
Where
Red One should have done her whole. She stopped fucking with Red One and she flopped.
But that's how you personally feel. No, I think her last album was so dope.
It was good though, but we're so used to a sound.
I don't want that the rest of that sound.
Well, you ain't gonna get her. She ain't gonna make music no more because nobody's gonna buy it.
Anyways, Lady Gaga can really sing, so that's why I was just looking like we cannot compare this girl to that girl. Thank you in the booth. All right, so here's Victoria Modesto. Now we can't play the audio, so what we're gonna do is at the end of the video. She does this like black swan scene, and this is, you'll see one of the prosthetics that she has. It's this huge metal spike leg, and she does this ballerina thing in it. So let's take a look at that.
The sounds are.
Yep. Wait, do we have the audio?
That is dope. I want one.
Okay, I don't know about that. Looking like Toy Story. listening right now. She's spiraling around with her spike, looking like the Black Swan. It says, some of us were born to be different. Some of us were born to take risks. Her personality is really cool. I got to figure out where she's exactly from. I want to say Russia or something. Because
I thought she was from London.
Was it?
Yeah.
She said in the behind the scenes thing.
Well, she has to be from London. BBC. She has to be from the UK.
I mean, she could have been living in London and telling her story. But I'm wondering if she's from Russia or someplace. Because just her attitude is very... You're not going to fuck with me. Like, yeah, I only have one leg. What's your fucking problem?
Right.
Like, she's really an interesting person. But she said that the best thing about this video was the spike leg because it was the first time she had ever put a prosthetic on and felt completely out of experience, out of body experience, in which she felt like a different creature. And that's where the whole idea for prototype came. And I thought that was really cool.
That is dope. And I can see how... That gave me an out-of-body experience watching it. So.
So the full video is 6 minutes long. Go to YouTube and type in Prototype Channel 4. It'll pop up. Watch it. At first, it's kind of just a little like, what the fuck
it's am very
I watching?
Dark.
Very dark. But then watch the behind-the-scenes story altogether. The packaging of it is awesome. It's really interesting and inspiring. Moving on. So we have LA artist Nizzy Nice, homie, and he has my homegirl Sensei Don't Play in the video. This is called FYTB. And we all gon' ride, nigga, fuck, we talk about, came from the bottom, my nigga, we grindin', yeah. Started with nothing, now look at me shining. I'm back in this bitch, so fuck with a nigga that's trying to get rich, at the top is the climb, hey. I give you niggas hope, hey. Give you niggas hope, song come on the bitch, singing every dope, take the G to game, motherfucker, let me do my thing, motherfucker, I'm gone, I'm gone, headed to the stars every time, I take a room about the phone from the city, went scratch to the bucket, but I still made it out, staying hard like fuck, there we go. Nizzy Nice, fuck what you talk about. I mean, turn up song, cool. Seemed dope. Like a dope commercial.
It was dope.
A commercial
too. What I liked
for dope
about it
clothing line.
Is because it didn't sound like an LA song. I like the LA sound though a lot, but I like that he's from LA and shot the video in LA and was in the LA sound. Yeah, so that was dope. That was risky too for now, especially in LA because I don't think we
your track don't sound like DJ Mustard.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that was dope. I appreciate that. We got to get him on the show.
Yes, we're going to get him in soon. And then, okay, so now these next two girls, they're nobody new. The songs aren't even new, but I have to share them with y'all because by checking the numbers, clearly a lot of people don't know about them. And shout out to Miss Coco for putting me on to one of them. But before we get to that one, I want to talk about this girl. Her name is Janine, and she has this mixtape out called Janine and the Mixtape. Download it. It's awesome. This girl takes you with her voice to a whole nother place. The song's called Hold Me. This is the acoustic version. The music video is online. You guys can check that. But the acoustic version, it just puts you in a...
I like how she looked. She looked like... She looked hood. Like...
little hood, white. Yeah, might be a little chola.
Yeah. Like New York, Puerto Rican, Boricua, the Bronx. Give me that. What you looking at? Like... I like her look.
Like almost kind of like a... What was her name? Angel Perez?
Amanda Perez.
Amanda Perez.
Well, she was like a lesbian. She was a lesbian. She was like Queen Latifah.
This, well, no, but like their sound kind of...
But she sounds. She sings better than
Amanda. Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. All right, so let's check this out. This is Janine in the mixtape, Hold Me. Turn your lights down. Oh, no, this is Sky Townsend. We got to get Janine because we got to have a whole nother conversation about Miss Sky Townsend. Hey, Jesse on TV. And she got... Baby, don't let me down. Got a lot going on right now, and I need you to hold me. Need you to hold me. Baby, don't let me down. Got a lot going on right now, and I need you beside me. Need you beside me. And when it gets cold and I'm feeling kind of lonely, I'm hoping that you're gonna put a cover on me. Janine in the mixtape, Hold Me.
She sound like Tamia a little bit.
Like who?
Tamia.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. She had the little Aaliyah swoop bang with the hoop, the oversized hoop.
All she needs is them to say Janine.
Right.
Da mixtape. So check her out. She's on YouTube. Her stuff's available on iTunes 100%. She's dope. All right, so this next one, shout out to Coco Naomi TV for introducing me to her. We're going to get her in studio. Her name is Sky Townsend.
We getting her in Sky in the studio?
We're
going to
get Sky in studio.
That's the girl that was on Twitter.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. This is why you can't be just talking shit to people.
I didn't talk, but she, all right, whatever. I'm going to tell her when she get here, so.
She don't think she Beyonce.
Play her video, or play her thing.
But wait, before we do that, you know, this is actually the first song that I've heard of hers, and we're playing a clip from the middle of it. So just for you guys know, when you go and listen to the full song, it's a little out there at the beginning. It's like, wait, I don't know. It's a little out there. And the video's kind of out there, too, because I was not expecting it. But she has a song called Pineapple Diet with Pusha T. Oh! It's everything. Go listen to that song. This song's everything, too, but I wanted to show you guys the music video. So here's Sky Townsend, Download. And all I know is I can't wait anymore. So if you're ready to share your heart with me again, turn your lights down. Turn your lights down low. Sky Townsend, Down Low. What you thinking?
That was dope. I like that song.
You don't expect it.
That's a Bob Marley, right? Original. Mm-hmm. Then Lauryn Hill did it over. Yeah, that was dope.
And before I had heard, well, when I had heard her music, I was not expecting her visually right. When I heard the music. And then I found Pineapple Diet. Oh, go check out Pineapple Diet.
I need to hear Pineapple Diet.
Fucking dope. All right, and that's all we got for y'all. So thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the new year, 2015. We got to get Tweet Queen of the Wink. Wish her some happy well-being so she recovers fast. You guys can tweet us at BHL Online. Also check us out on Instagram at TheBeatTV. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Tweet me at Sean Allen _.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.